It's 4:06 and you're listening to Central Time here in the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. Later in the program, we'll talk with a guest who says we need more quiet in our lives if we want to get any decent thinking done.
First, there's a new push in Wisconsin to legalize the sale of raw milk, and a proposed bill in the Senate would do just that.
The bill is currently getting a public hearing at the Capitol. Supporters of legalization say it's about consumer choice and that there are health benefits from drinking raw milk, but opponents point to potential health risks from bacteria that can result from unpasteurized dairy products.
Sean Johnson joins us now. He's WPR's state government reporter. He's covering that hearing this afternoon. Sean, thanks for cutting out of the hearing for a minute to talk to us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So what would this Senate legislation do? How would raw milk be sold in Wisconsin if it were to pass?
It's a fairly short bill, and I think sort of the key thing to remember is that even if this passes, you're not going to have raw milk on supermarket shelves. This would legalize something that's going on right now, and that is direct sales of raw milk on the farm. So it would make it legal for a dairy farmer to sell raw milk on the farm to a consumer as long as they followed a few basic safety precautions. They'd have to provide it in a clean container. They'd have to print the name of the milk producer and indicate that it's not pasteurized. Post a sign saying raw milk products sold here, raw milk products are not pasteurized. So some fairly minimal stuff in terms of what they'd have to do. But it's not something where, you'd be able to go to the supermarket and decide whether I want to have a gallon of 2% pasteurized milk or the raw stuff. You'd have to go out and seek this out.
So some strange bedfellows on this one. West Bend Republican Glenn Grothman and I've heard Madison area Democrat Therese Brousseau are both in favor of this. Why is this bringing together people from the left and the right?
It's a great issue that way, and it was the last time it came up when Democrats were in charge of the legislature. You do have very unlikely alliances here, people who normally oppose each other and don't see eye to eye on anything at the Capitol. They tend to find some common ground when it comes to raw milk. I think there's, a real local food push among, many Madison Democrats or Democrats who might be inclined to support this. And then you've got sort of a libertarian bent among some Republicans in Wisconsin, including Glenn Grothman, who's not generally a fan of regulation, and so they have they have similar interests when it comes to raw milk, because a lot of the raw milk community views this as an issue of freedom. In fact, they're wearing hats at the hearing today that say "milk on one side and freedom on the other side," and they've said that's primarily the issue here, is that gives people the power to choose what they want to put in their body, and gives farmers the right to produce this without being, basically within the network of the larger dairy industry.
You've been at the hearing today. I don't know if they've gotten to the point where public testimony has started. What kind of things are you hearing there?
You've got a pretty big coalition of groups that are lined up against this, including the dairy industry, the agriculture industry, so the Dairy Business Association, the Farm Bureau, among other groups, cheesemakers, the medical community, the medical society, and a number of other, medical groups as well, nurses, pediatricians. They're all lining up against this, and so the bill's work probably has its work cut out for it. And then on the other side, you basically have the raw milk lobby, and it's not exactly a big lobby or well-funded lobby, but a passionate one, and the Farmers Union. And so kind of a David and Goliath situation as far as legislation like this goes. And so testimony has reflected that split. You've had doctors up there testifying that it creates an unnecessary risk, that pasteurization's been around for a long time for good reason, because of its safety benefits. And then you've had raw milk advocates up there saying, look, we drank this stuff as kids. Nothing ever happened to us. I sell this to customers. They're very happy. They seek me out because they like it. And, customers are looking for ways to kind of take their health decisions into their own hands. Raw milk has a lot of the bacteria, good bacteria in it that pasteurized milk, by definition, gets rid of. And so there are a lot of customers out there, consumers, that want that to make themselves healthier.
Governor Doyle vetoed a raw milk bill back in 2010. Have we seen any indication from Governor Walker as to what he would do with a raw milk bill?
He hasn't said, and you hear people saying this is a tough decision for him because, you know, he does enjoy, support from what you might still call the Tea Party wing of the Republican Party, or, those lawmakers and those voters who would like to sort of issue government regulation whenever possible. And then he does have a strong backing in the business community. The Dairy Business Association, the Farm Bureau both endorsed him. So, there's a little bit of a tug of war there for him. He hasn't said what he's going to do, but, generally he's been pretty favorable to the business community in most of his decisions. And, the people that are working for these organizations are professionals. They know how to deal with the governor's staff, the administration. And so they're going to find a way to get their message across to him.
Looking at the big dairy industry, the dairy organizations you mentioned, the raw milk supporters say that's definitely the David and Goliath angle. The big dairy associations don't want the competition. They want to dominate the industry. What's been the argument from the dairy association, though, when they oppose raw milk sales?
They say that Wisconsin has a brand that it's worked to develop. I mean, the dairy state. Is pretty well known, and a lot has been put into that brand. Dairy farmers have a lot of money riding on this. The state has a lot of money riding on this, and so they don't like the idea that if you have raw milk and if you have some sort of a health issue, that could taint the entire brand that Wisconsin has worked hard to build.
And so they don't want to see headlines, Wisconsin milk sickens 13 or whatever.
Right. The counterargument against that in the hearing from raw milk supporters has been, if that happens, I mean, people can differentiate between a raw milk outbreak and a pasteurized milk outbreak. I mean, the kind that you buy at the supermarket, and that they ought to be able to entrusted to make those decisions.
Sean, big picture, last time around, this was a big deal, man. This really dominated a lot of the news coming out of the Capitol. Now we've had a lot more big deals, Act 10, the protests in the Capitol, things like that. Do you think this is calmer and quieter this time around as they consider raw milk?
It's I wasn't up there for the public hearing last time. It wasn't held in Madison, and I think it was one of those public hearings that went all day. I think that the raw milk backers are probably as passionate about this today as they were then, although they can point to some recent victories, including a raw milk farmer who was basically who was charged and basically acquitted. And so, you've had some time pass. They've still been able to sell this product, although it's essentially contraband when they do.
Sean, thanks a lot for joining us today.
All right. Thanks, Rob.
Sean Johnson is our state government reporter. I'm going to share a comment from our Facebook page, and you can go there to comment on this raw milk thing as well. Joe writes, if you're worried about E. coli, then the sale of leafy green vegetables should be banned. No one wants that. Raw milk, which is less of a health risk, much less, he says, should be legal too. What do you think about raw milk? Head over to the Central Time Facebook page. Let us know what you think the state government should do.
Coming up next, we'll talk about the need for quiet in today's society. I'm Veronica Rickert.
I'm Rob Ferret. This is Central Time on the Ideas Network.